The Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy and tell him, give thyself wholly, meditate in it. Meditate in these things. Give thyself wholly unto them. All of you, give your time, give your mind, give your ability to study thy word. Till I come, study thy word. Keep studying it. Continue to study the word. Meditate on them. Give yourself wholly unto them. So you will be profitable. Others will see that. Others will see how they can gain from your words. They won't be able unless we have time to draw from this great well. The first two resources needs a requirement, and the requirement is holiness. I cannot be in fellowship and behold that and enjoy the divine person's work if I'm not living holy. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord does not hear. I'll pray and I'll feel that the heaven became like an iron and brass. Nothing is going up there. I'm talking to the air. May the Lord help us that we keep, as we often say, as this wonderful statement, that keep short accounts. If I know that right now my eyes have gone in the wrong direction, have looked in the wrong thing, right away, don't wait, because the enemy will come to you and tell you, oh, you are the one who pray, you are the one who serves. No. Okay, Lord, I acknowledge this. I have done this horrible things with my eye. I come to you, confess my sin. And if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just that he forgave us our sins and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. So keep short account. The requirement for enjoying the first two resources is holiness. It's keeping short account. The third resource, it needs labor. It needs what? Labor. It needs studying. It needs maybe blue and green and red and black pen. All right? It needs another notebook beside my Bible. It needs another notebook to take my notes. It needs that I go and ask for those who are before me, if they can help me with this verse, if I can understand it. May the Lord help us that we will not take lightly this precious word, but richly indwelled by it. And as we have more of it, I trust that the Lord will be able to use all of us for his honor and for his glory. So how many resources we spoke about? Three resources. Can we say them? The first one is the presence of the Lord. The second one is the Holy Spirit. And the third one is the Word of God. And I will talk to you about the responsibilities. And the first responsibility, we see it in verse 9 in chapter 2. Now, there are responsibilities. The words of Boaz to Ruth, tell her, go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they don't touch you? Go thou after them. And I will say that I will put a title for this responsibility. I will call it, be thou an example. Be an example. Because the young souls of God's people, they need example before them. And here he's telling her, go thou after them. They know very well the road. And I will share with you this morning that to be true servants of the Lord, be an example. The Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy and tell him, let no man despise the youth, but be thou an example of the believers. Yes, of the believers. In word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in purity, in faith, be thou an example. Do you know that the younger one always look up at you? He doesn't tell you that I'm going to imitate you. He doesn't tell you that. But wherever you walk, whatever you do, he's going to do. You want to be a true servant of the Lord, you have to watch your walk. I have to watch, what am I saying? I have to watch, what am I doing? Because the young souls that are following, they are going to take me as an example. Oh, I'll say that, oh, everything is lawful to me. I can do whatever I want to do. I'm a believer. As we heard, I know my destination. I'm redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord. And now I know that I'm going to heaven. I can do everything is lawful to me. Yes, but not everything is expedient. The word of God says, I cannot do whatever I want to do. I can't. Why? Because I want to be true servant for him. Watch our walk. Be thou an example. Quickly, and I see my time is gone. In verse 16, Boaz tells the young people, and let fall also some of the handful of purples for her, and let them fall, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. And I will put a title for this responsibility, and I will say, fulfillment of the special needs of God's people. There are special needs. If we are servants, if you want to be a servant of the Lord, the Lord will give you instruction to do for a special need for one of his people. So you have to have all ears, all eyes unto him, waiting upon him, and he will give you special instruction. He gave the young men here special instruction. Do you understand this verse? It's a little bit difficult. He's telling the young men that fill your hands with the sheaves, with the barley, or with the wheat. Fill your hands. Purposefully do that. And purposefully, after you fill your hand, let them fall down. Let them fall down. And they know that in the book of Leviticus, that if anything falls to the ground from the reaper, then they should not pick it up, but they should leave it to the poor. But do this purposefully, because Ruth is in need for this. And she will come after you and she will glean. So with a purpose, let it fall down in her way, so she will be able to pick it up and satisfy her needs.